It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Remodeling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning, and welcome to the Lacoparo Valley Coaches Show. We started it with the high school last week with Dr. Brant Hacker on girls' tennis, and now we'll do the rest of the head coaches, and starting out with John Sherb on cross country. Welcome back, John.
Well, it seems like I haven't left, really, to be honest.
Oh, hey, Paul Ramo here. John, I'm going to interrupt because we're going to talk about Deck. How many years he's been doing the coaches show, John?
Well, like I said, I was in high school in the 80s. And I want to say, you know, we started here in 81, and then before, I know, like you were talking KDMA and Ortonville, too, I think, Milbank. I mean, that's that. So, I mean,
so Dick is starting his 50th some year of hosting the coaches show, and that is a record in Minnesota. It's got to be. I'm going to look into it, Dick. You remember when you first started your first coaches show?
Yeah, we were up in Dave Nibby's athletic director's office up in the old school before it burned down, and we were on the Milbank station. They told us, Tim McNamara and I, they told us we had 7 minutes, and we didn't know how we could talk that long. And Bob Monty, the football coach, got through about half his lineup, and they cut us off. We could hear religious music in the background. So
Dick, congratulations on over 50 years of hosting the coaches show here on, well, Q92, 40-some years, but before that, right, John?
Right, and that's it's
what
something
year else. Do you think that was, John? McMara was with you.
Yeah.
Tim.
Yep.
I remember Tim, like I said, I thought 81 was my ballpark. It may have been 77, too, because Monty was football coach, and Monty finished up in
78, 79.
So then you're looking at 70. We're getting old. We're just getting old.
Well, I just celebrated my 50th high school class reunion, so it's over 50 years, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. That's great.
Congratulations.
That's a good run there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going.
Yeah, well, as long as I can. That's right. So, okay, time to introduce your team, John.
Yeah, we got about 31 kids out.
Good.
We got a nice number. A little mix and match. You know, we do have some holes in there where we don't have much for some grades, but that's just the way it is. Cycles and cycles out. We just take who wants to come out and work and do the best they can. That's all we ask. And some, again, it's just the way it is. So, seniors, we're heavy on the seniors on the girls' side. Boys, we don't have a senior at all. So, it's kind of that mix. But on our girls' seniors, we've got Shea Bothan, Harper Grunholz, Chloe Gleggie, Laura Schreier, Sadie Rosendahl. Those are our senior girls, and those girls have a lot of experience on this team. They've been running varsity for a lot of years and developing, so that's going to be a big hole we're going to have to replace after this year. Juniors, now we got two juniors out. We got Armando Aguera, who's a new one that came out this year, and also Sam the robber, I believe how you say it. I probably butchered it, but sorry. But there are two juniors. Both have never ran cross before, so we've got some, again, learning tools there. But I know Armando ran track for us in the spring, really had a nice track season, and it carried over there. So he is going to, again, experience there, and hopefully we can get some experience, and he can help us down the road as we go. Sophomores, Bryn Gleggie, who has been, again, pretty much a steady person on that varsity. Matthew Bothan, same thing. He's been on that varsity, too. Colin Rosenau, who was our top runner as a ninth grader last year. Colden Heineke, Aaron Will, Eddie Felton, Talia Hursum. That bunch is very important because, again, our boys, last year's team was three seniors and six freshmen.
Oh, wow.
Now those six freshmen are sophomores, and now they get moved up now. Are they ready to wear big boy pants, or they just want to stay in the element, the junior high stuff? That's going to be the big question of where they fit in. I think they're ready. Just, again, the understanding of it is a little bit the question because they're still squirrely as sophomores. They haven't kind of figured this out, that what they've been through. So this could be, like I say, a baptism year. Again, was last year intro. Now what do they want to do for a full season? But I think they're ready. It's just, they got to harness, so we got to harness a little bit with them. Then we jump into our freshmen, Cambry Larson, Emerson Erdman, Macy Clavin, Uriah Speck, Keegan Coolhan, and Broden Ross. our freshmen. And again, a bunch of them first time out, and I see them out trying it, and they're working hard, and that's what you ask. Eighth graders, we got a nice young bunch of eighth graders, especially on the girls' side. So that's kind of that you want to have a little bit of that depth experience, and you know, in there. So we've got Ainsley Grunholtz, Skylar Stock, Chelsea Clark, Cora Nelson, and Landon Scullerud. In seventh grade, we got a few seventh graders. Some young boys I think can do some interesting things. Bryn Fernals, Braden Heinrich, Landon Heinrich, Nolan Weber, and David Felton. I know the Heinrich boys are twins, and I won't be able to tell the difference between those two. So I'm just going to call them Heinrich, and they both look at me, and that's all call good. And that's yeah. But again,
have them wear different color shoes.
Yeah, that's our manager's going. I don't know which one's going to come in. How we're going to do it? If I'm going to have to give them a glove, or have them wear a different colored sock, or something like that. But we'll do what we can. But it's still good to have them out. And again, there's some young talent in here. They'll be interesting how they can mature and grow. So we got a nice bunch of kids to work with, a good variety, and just kind of develop as we go.
That's right.
With me since 2020, so he's got years of experience, and he's getting, you know, in there. He adds a lot of things that he's a lot smarter than I am at, and covers the kids and does some different things and drills. And I think it's great to have that because, again, you've got to always try to be open and have some selection, and he does, and he does some really good stuff in there. So he's been stable, and he's been the guy that's just been kind of taking the junior high and getting them developed and going and working, and, you know, it's going well, and I enjoy having him around.
Good. So I guess the question is, looking ahead, what teams look strong conference-wise and section-wise?
Well, you know, it's always been the conference. This year been probably pretty much Canby or us on both boys and girls. Benson KMS is last year in the conference for the first time. You know, girls, you know, it's going to be probably, you know, again, we won the conference last year. We beat Canby, I think it was by 10 points or something like that. It was close, but again, we ran well. We really, you know, again, if you look at our second half season, we ran really well on, and we really, really excelled. So they'll be in there. They always are tough. Benson KMS is going to be kind of the sleeper. She had up there, I want to say she had five seventh-grade girls that were tougher than nails. And they're going to, you know, another year experience. I know she didn't bring them up at all last year in varsity. So she could be they could be a sleeper, Benson KMS, with those young ones. You just don't know what you're going to get there. Boys, we graduated. I know Canby graduated. I think Benson returns majority of their boys back on their team. So boys will probably be, you know, Canby won it, but Benson was right there. We were a distant, not far off third. So I think, you know, if you look at Benson, probably is going to be somewhat the favorite there just because with the returning at front side. The girls, I've been boys, but Canby, you can't count them out. You know, I hope our sophomores are ready to grow up in there. And so we'll see what happens in that bunch.
Yeah. And then the section?
Section's always is a crapshoot. It's because, again, you've got the Redwood who has been tougher nails for the last couple of years. They've been top three placers, both boys and girls. I know they've graduated some kids on both sides a little bit there. But again, tradition is what they've got. I know they've also, Redwoods changed a little bit their coaching staff over there, so that may be a positive, maybe a negative. You may not notice anything all with that. Laverne is always tougher. You know, Pete always does a really, really good job down at Laverne. They just, day in, day out, you know, we had a dogfight with them to get into the state meet. You know, we snuck them out by three last year. You know, the sections this year, you know, we got to go to their place and see if we can do the same thing down there. So that's going to be a dogfight there. You know, Wyndham boys got in last year. MCC boys are also tough. It's really going to be who can stay healthy, who has a couple of young ones that will develop, or even a couple of experienced ones that step up to go to the next level. But you just don't know. And, you know, it's the girls, you know, again, you and I were talking earlier, the girls team, you know, last year to get the state, you know, to finish 14th in state, you know, it was really nice to get the experience on it. Now, again, this year, it don't matter anything. You know, it was last year just one of those years things fall into place. You know, the lucky horseshoe was hanging right on the right side up. Did it fall through? Or was it something for them to build on? You don't know. And I think they can build off. I think they'll be better than last year. But again, who knows? I mean, you just don't know kids how to develop and how well they mentally prepare themselves. So, you know, the girls, I think, will be in the thick of things. Can we win the section? Can we? Yeah, I think we can. It's just, you know, we've got to go to that next level. Boys, you know, I think we were seventh in the section last year with that young crew. Got our front side back. Can we build off that? I think so. But again, it's still you're asking young kids. So who knows? I mean, it's going to be every year's a new year, and that's why I always tell kids: you live for today. You don't worry about yet last year or yesterday. You just build for the next day because you just don't know what's going to happen in the future. And you can live on your stuff what you did last year, but that doesn't get you anywhere now. And that's what we're going to try to develop and go.
Yeah, and the conference is here this year, and the section is, like you said, down Laverne.
Which is nice. We were supposed to host it last year, but I did not want, and Zach, same thing, we did not want to host the conference meet, and then the week later we get the section meet. We didn't want to have to do that. You catch weather bad on one of those 2 days, you're going to tear the course up, and then we'll never get back on the course. So that was nice. So we're hosting it this year. It was our flip with Lakeview. They flipped us last year, so they could take it. Now we got this year, and then we don't have sections, which is nice to give a little. Because this year's kind of a screwy season with MEA. MEA kind of is earlier, and so everything's a little bit different this year. So we get those conference meet.
Okay. Well, you've been practicing for a couple of weeks, and now you have two events up and coming.
Yeah, we'll go to Morris on Monday. And we haven't been to Morris. Last year got rained out. If you remember, rain. Yeah, we need rain around here. But, again, they were flooded up there. And so they never got their course in. And then we had ours on Thursday last year in Appleton. But that, I had to redo that course because the whole lower is flooded out and softer and heck. So, but we go there on Monday, which will be a good. We'll see a lot of the northern schools that we don't see a lot. We'll see a Minnewaska program that's very, very tough, boys and girls. It'd be good for our girls to see where we fit in them. So that'll be a 5:30 start. And the nice thing up there, they'll do a 7th grade race, 8th grade race. And so it'll be a nice start to where we're at. The course has got that one back hill you have to hit twice. It's a climb. Yeah. But you got to manage it, and that's the way it is. And then Thursday will be a 5 o'clock race in Appleton at the golf course there. We'll have, seven teams, I think, and we're going to have the defending state champion on the girls' side in there. New Orleans Spicer's girls are coming over, last I checked, unless something changes, but they're on the schedule. They tied state last year and won it, so they're going to come over with their horses. And so, we're going to have to try to fit in with that level, and hopefully we're ready for that next level up and goal, and that'll be a nice thing there, and have a home one, because I always like trying to get a home one in Appleton, right, home one in Madison. So it'll be a good test to see where we're at, and then next thing we got Labor Day weekend. It's just going to be one of those deals.
Yes, we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Sounds good.
John Sherb on Cross Country. Well, interviewed Tony Smith yesterday. He's in a scrimmage up in Benson, and we'll hear what he had to say about 2026 football.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
The Country Butcher in Dawson is under new ownership and now proudly serving you as Avila's Country Butcher. Owner Trinidad Avila is keeping the same great customer service and the same quality products you've come to love. Be sure to check out this week's delicious specials and stock up while they last. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Avila's Country Butcher on Main Street in Dawson, where quality meats and friendly service are always on the menu. You know Jim's Clothing in Dawson? You know Fast Threads in Montevideo? Here's what you might not know. We're the same team. Same people, same service, now with more custom apparel power than anyone in the region. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, and more, all produced right here in western Minnesota. Fast Threads and Jim's Clothing, proud to support county fairs in our area and proud to serve you.
Well, welcome back to the Coach's Show. Turn our attention now to football. And Tony Smith is in the studio live. We're doing this via the tape recorder because you have a scrimmage today. And welcome back there, Tony.
Hey, thank you back. Thank you. Thanks for having me back. And it's another year of high school athletics. It's the start of a school year. Excited to get it all going.
All right. Well, you got some papers in front of you, and it looks like it's pretty full of names on the roster list there. Let's go through your team.
Yeah, we're right now sitting at grades 9 through 12. We're sitting at 42 kids. Wow. And the attendance has been good. The work ethic has been good. There's been a lot of smiles, even though we've worked them hard. It's been a lot of fun. And so, going through the roster here, we'll just go down numerically from the roster, starting with number two, who's a freshman, Rory Biergon. Number three is a senior, Jax Wells. Number four is a freshman. He is Jared Swenson. Number five is a junior, Scott Asfeld. Number six is also a junior, Jackson Fernolds. Number seven is a junior, Max Young. Number eight is a senior, Gavin Meyer. Number nine is a junior, Angel Alonzo. Number 11 is a junior, Tanner Tilbury. And number 12 is a senior, Grant Bierke. Number 13 is a sophomore, Ryan Bierke. Number 14 is a freshman, Brindley Proctor. Number 15 is a senior, Gavin Mortensen. Number 21 is a sophomore, Torgan Johnson. Number 22 is a sophomore, Cooper Smith. Number 23 is a freshman, Tarek Turner. Number 24 is a sophomore, Nicholas Hoffman. Number 25 is a freshman, Isaac Link. Number 27 is a freshman, Broden Tilbury. Number 28 is a senior, Jace Deline. Number 32 is a senior, Marcus Colburn. Number 33 is a junior, Tucker Lines. Number 50 is a freshman, Grady Fernolds. Number 51 is a junior, Evan Schliemann. Number 52 is a freshman, Carson Tilbury. Number 53 is a sophomore, Martin Amos. Number 54 is a junior, Alex Nyans. Number 55 is a freshman, Brody Wolschlager. Number 56 is a senior, Gus Holm Knutson. Number 56 is a freshman, Caden Peters. Number 64 is a senior, Kaysen Heineke. Number 65 is a freshman, Lucas Sherman. Number 68 is a freshman, Logan Ludvigson. Number 71 is a sophomore, Dane Nicholson. Number 72 is a senior, Kyler Kep. Number 73 is a senior, Angel Miha. Number 76 is a freshman, Uriah Hale. Number 77 is a senior, Matthew Sherman. Number 78 is a senior, Thor Hewitt. Number 80 is a freshman, Isaiah Arnold. Number 81 is a freshman, Braden Olson. And number 88 is a freshman, Tyler Tweet.
Okay. And your captains for the year?
Our captains are four seniors, Jace Deline, Gavin Mortensen, Gavin Meyer, and Matthew Sherman.
Okay. Well, it's nice to see a nice roster like that. It looks like the grades, the numbers in the grades are pretty similar, except for that freshman group. You got a real nice turnout of freshmen.
Yeah, so right now we're sitting at 12 seniors and about 16 or 15 freshmen, so that's a really good number. The sophomore group is a little bit lower. They have five, and then the junior class has a decent number, too. I think they're like a 10 or 12. Okay. So it's really kind of a nice little breakdown with some old and some young. And what's happened over these first 2 weeks is the young has really fit in nicely with some of the old, and the practices have been competitive, and they've caught on very, very well to what we're trying to do. So some of the reps have been very heated, and some of the individual battles have been fun to watch. So far, we've had a minor knee sprain, but other than that, things have gone well.
Knock on wood.
Thank you. It's been a very good 2 weeks.
Okay, and a little different in the coaching staff this year.
Yeah, got a little different coaching set up this year. We have Paul Lowry has left to Medelia, where he is the high school principal. Mark Bjornhild is back after a year or two off, and Bentley Boyk is back this year. And then we also have Randy Mortensen, who I think we figured has been off for about 20 years and is back into the coaching circle. And this crew has been very, very collaborative. We worked well together, had conversations. We've been able to coach kids on the run as we've been having practices. So a lot of football knowledge, a lot of football experience within this crew. So it's been so that's been very, very helpful.
Okay. And the junior high, have they started as well?
Yes, the junior high has started. The numbers, to be honest, has kind of fluctuated a little bit. We were as low at one point as the 13 in the 7th and 8th grade, and then we boomed up to 21 in early of this week, and then we have moved ourselves back down to that 15-16 range again. So it's kind of fluctuated, trying to figure out if football is really for them or not. And Matt Carmody and Johnny Garibay do a very nice job of incorporating some of the stuff that we do at the upper levels, but yet keeping it so that it is simple and easy for them to learn. It's all about the experiences at that age level, and obviously you want to compete and win some games, but able to put together a nice little coaching staff there too.
Well, we're hoping that once school starts, that some more will come out. They'll have to get a physical and stuff like that before they come, but to add to those numbers. And then once the season begins, you'll probably have some elementary football too.
Yeah, we're doing something kind of a little different, a little tweak from last year. We're actually going to have 4th, 5th, and 6th grade tackle. Football is through this league. There's Lakeview, there's Dawson, there's Canby, there's us, there's Marshall. So it's just RTR is also involved in that. So it's a variety of different schools, and so we're going to have grades 4, 5, and 6 in that, and that's mostly on Saturdays. Bentley Boyk has taken on that role as kind of the leader there, and then he's getting some help from some dads that are making that a little easier, and there's roughly 30 kids in that. Mm-hmm. We're also doing a Tuesday night flag football for grades for grades K through 6, and that will be with me on those Tuesday evenings out on the practice field, so they get a little flag football experience as well.
Okay, well, numbers are important, and especially at that younger age, to get some of the fundamentals down to make your job a lot easier if they know how to get in, first off, to put the uniform on,
yep.
Secondly, to get in, you know, in a position, in alignment, to get into a three-point stance or four-point stance or whatever, and so on. But they got to learn sometime.
Yep. Yep, and those are great experiences for little kids, for sure.
Okay, well, I guess this question we always ask right at the beginning of the year is what teams look good conference-wise and section-wise.
Well, you know, our section or our conference or district, I guess, seems to always start with Minneota, and I don't even know how many game winning streak they have going at this point, but you know, they're going to be right up there. I would say Dawson's up there as well. Lakeview always has good numbers. You know, they graduated kids, but I'm sure that they're going to come out with some sophomores or some juniors that maybe didn't get a chance to play last year. It can be always competitive. You know, they lost their quarterback and their running back and a couple receivers, but they're always right there battling. And so, you know, you take a look at the rest of our district between us, and then you've got McRae and YME. It doesn't feel like there's ever really an off night. And we got to try to figure out, obviously, with health, you know, to continue to work through those things. So as far as the district goes, obviously, it begins with Minneota and Dawson. And then as far as the section goes, it's Minneota and Dawson. Yeah, that's the blessing and the curse of being the district and section play together, is you get to see those teams, and everyone knows what everyone has.
Well, I know you're always pretty optimistic. You're a pretty optimistic person, and rubs off on the kids too, and you got to start putting yourself in with those other teams as well.
You know, and I think, you know, to be optimistic, I think we stay healthy. I think we've got, you know, we return a bunch of kids that got a lot of experience last year. Some needed it, or some needed to be in there, and some earned it, and some, you know, they got the taste of what that's going to be like on a Friday night, and what the demands are, just physically and mentally. So that's a nice piece to walk into this year with only graduating six seniors. There's a lot of kids that got to play last year, and that's in my opinion, that can only help.
Yeah. Well, you'll kind of find out how things are going to start out anyway with the section going, or scrimmage going on today.
Yeah, so we'll be scrimmaging McRae, which is a conference or a district, and also a section opponent, and then Benson, who is not in our in either one of those, but it's nice to get in and play those teams, play a couple of them, get in, get some stuff on film, see what we need to improve on, and some things that worked well, and then get ourselves ready for GFW that following Thursday night, which, you know, we'll exchange film on Saturday, and then see if they're still running their power T and some of the stuff. I know that they graduated quite a bit from last year's team, and their team, you know, it was a really, really good first half for us, and you know, we had ended up with some injuries. It was 7-7 or 7-6 at halftime, and they ended up being in the section finals last year in their section. So they had a nice season, and they graduate quite a few, and they're bringing back some kids with some experience, and we'll lace them up and be ready to play on Thursday night.
Yeah, and also, as you were introducing your team, there's a lot of familiar names. What are you're predicting some of the strengths and weaknesses of your team?
Well, I really want us to be able to run the football. We're going to be running the option again, and I think we've got some home and big plays between Gavin Mortensen and Jace Deline and Grant Bierke, just to name a few guys as far as running the football. Gavin Meyer recovering or coming back from his knee surgery, and you know, he's got the opportunity to get back into the calling the plays again and doing that stuff. So he's got an option. And then on the edge, we've got a nice little idea or a nice ability to throw the football with Tanner Tilbury at some tight end. And then the wide receivers of Jax Wells and Jackson Fernolds and Max Young. Again, we have some real potential. I do like our size up front to be able to get off and move some people. And then defensively, I like our size up front there as well. We're going to be in a four-man front, and we've got the opportunity with some size, I think, to really plug up some holes and allow our secondary and our linebackers to run around and make some plays. So I like the setup of this group, and maybe more importantly, the chemistry of this group is really good too. I don't see a lot of me guys. I see a lot of we guys, and that's an important piece. No matter what sport you're playing and what team sport you're playing, the more guys that you have pulling for each other, the better off you're going to be.
Well, certainly it's a physical game, but also it's got to be a mental game, and you got to get mentally ready for that. Nice thing about football, you can really make a nice play, and if you kind of goof up, your teammates will pick you up and maybe go unnoticed a little bit too.
And you got 20 seconds or 30 seconds to clear it off and be ready for the next one.
Yeah, so
good or bad.
Yeah. Well, anything else there, Tony?
No, just excited for another year, and we're off to a good start, and we'll hopefully continue to grow and develop and make ourselves. And I think really JV-wise, we're going to be competitive there too with these underclassmen. Yeah. They've done a really nice job. So it's going to be a fun fall.
All right, and there's no place like home. And you start the season at home.
Yes, at home on Thursday night. It'll be a lot of fun. The field's in great condition. We actually practiced on it today. The game field is in great shape, and the guys were commenting on how nice it was. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, best of luck today. Let's get injury free and have a good experience, and we'll hear all about that, but we'll also hear about that opening game next Saturday morning.
Perfect. Thank you.
Tony Smith on football. We'll take a break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
Minnesota summer. The sun, when it's not too hot. The wildlife. Ouch. And the unexpected. But at Mall of America, the perfect summer escape happens at the great indoors. 128 air-conditioned acres that make any day feel like a sunny vacation. Unleash the fam at Nickelodeon Universe. We're talking 5 football fields worth of rides and attractions. It's a whatever-the-weather summer at the great indoors. Only at Mall of America.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join me Tuesday as first-year head coach Morgan Jaeger and the Lacaparral Valley volleyball team travel to Graceville to take on the Border West Buccaneers. First serve around 7:15. That's Lacaparral Valley and Border West in volleyball Tuesday right here on Q92.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to girls volleyball. And with me this morning is the new volleyball coach, Morgan Jaeger. And welcome to the Culture Show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about your experiences here, starting when you came last year.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Webster, South Dakota, graduated there, went to Brookings, finished my degree in psychology. The last 2 years of college, I actually was online in Sioux Falls, and I coached a little bit in Brookings, coached in Sioux Falls, and then when I made the move here, I was really hoping that once I did make the move, I was going to be a part of the volleyball program, and that worked out last season.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you were the B squad coach?
Yes, I was B squad last year.
So you kind of know the teams that you will be
Yes, as much as I can.
Yeah.
Yes. Well. Yep. At least from not being from the area, I feel
sure.
like.
Sure.
I remember some stuff.
So I guess the best thing to do right now would be to introduce your team.
Yeah, so on our team we have Peyton Sachs, Maya Sawatsky, Eva Traeger, Ashton Shelstead, Sadie Zarbach, Maya Mortensen, Lily Fernholz, Sophie Leah, Shayla Meyer, Faith Meyer, Maddie Geiser, and Macy Coyer.
Okay, it's nice that you have Maya Sawatsky.
Yeah, she is out due to injury this year. She's still part of the team.
Okay.
She definitely is.
Oh,
but, yeah, unfortunately still out too. Injury.
Can't play volleyball, but possibly basketball?
Potentially basketball.
And
all depends on how process keeps going for her.
And for sure, softball, I'm sure.
Right. So. I know she definitely wants to get back for that, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. yeah. So, how many seniors? Kind of a breakdown there.
So we actually lost 5 out of 7 seniors that we would have had this year.
Okay.
Two of them would have been starters, they were starters last year. And, not one person defines a team. So, we have to move on and, we'll fill the spots one way or another.
Sure.
Two of those previous starters not being here. One was a setter. Maya's out as setting. We're short on setters this year. And I just want to give major props to Macy Coyer for stepping into the role as our setter. You can call it the quarterback of the team, the pitcher of the team, however you want to go about it and look at it. But it's a big spot to fill, and it can be tough mentally. However, she's been pushing herself for her team And this entire summer, she has been working hard. And preseason, she's been working hard. And she has not once slacked off just because she, quote unquote, knew she would get the spot. Okay. She's been doing amazing. And then Shayla Meyer was out last season due to injury. So coming in this year, no idea what to expect, I guess, having her there. But definitely pleasantly surprised. She has proven to be an all-around athlete, a huge voice, and a great leader for the team. And she's a senior here this year. So.
And then your coaching staff?
Yeah, I am coaching with one other assistant, Morgan Stark. She was the C-Squad coach last year.
Okay.
So.
And junior high as well?
Junior high, we have Sydney Clark and Cassandra Nichols. Sydney is eighth, Cassie is seventh.
Okay, have they started as well?
Yes, they started the same time as we did on August 17th. We had our practices combined for basically the first 2 weeks of preseason.
Well, and once school starts, if you want to come out for volleyball, you have to go get a physical. But I'm sure they'll be met with welcome arms.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So, great. So, you probably have had a scrimmage or two?
So, we didn't have any scrimmages this preseason. We were supposed to, but one had to get canceled due to the other team being gone for it. But this summer, we did go to two tournaments through summer breakdown. And, I mean, we traveled to Chaska and Mankato for that.
Wow.
So,
yeah. So you start your schedule this week.
Yeah, so this coming Tuesday is our first game. It's an away game against Border West. And then our first home game is September 8th, a week after our first game against Hancock.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
And I guess what teams would – well, you were on the JV, but you watched the varsity.
Yes.
So you kind of know, but what teams – would you predict going into the season would be really strong conference-wise and then section-wise?
Yeah, so conference-wise, I would have to say it'd have to be CMCS. I think they're going to be good. They were good last year, and they're actually already 4-0 because they had a tournament yesterday.
Oh.
So they're coming in hot already. Mineota, of course, a great volleyball program. And then I would think Canby, because they do have a good program, but I know they also, if I'm right about this, I think they lost 8 seniors last year.
Wow.
So, I mean, they'll develop their players, I'm sure. But then including the section, you got to add RTR in there. Obviously, they made it to state out of our section last year. I think, I mean, those four schools, they were ranked high overall anyways last year. So they're just, yeah.
You know, it really doesn't matter what sport it is. This area of the state is strong.
It is
very
strong.
They make it to the state tournament, they normally play somewhere.
Right.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Any sport. So
yes.
So, anything else there?
I could touch on my assistant coach, Morgan. We get along really great, and I think it's nice because I think we envision a lot of the same things, but we're also able to provide different perspectives to each other, which is obviously very important. And I mean, very grateful for her. I mean, the fact that there's only two of us and we're still making a C, JV, and varsity, obviously, team work with kind of minimal girls. We didn't have as much girls this season as we thought. We had to pull up 6 junior high kids, and that made up to be about 30 girls now on the team then.
Okay.
So we were really trying to figure out how to go about things, and I mean, we made it work, but I think it'll be good with her this season, and I'm just happy to have her with me. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else then? Not really.
I think this team, they have great energy, great spirits. I am so excited to play with them. They just they know how to have fun, but they also know how to focus and lock in, kind of. But I mean, I think we can give teams a run for their money. I really do. And I mean, even if we're not winning, I think I've told this to the girls, if we're not winning, ask yourself, did you give it your best effort? And there's nothing to be ashamed of if you can answer that yes.
Give the best effort. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in this morning, and hopefully we can see you more.
Yes,
you
definitely.
You may have some events on the weekend, so we'll tape that beforehand. But it's fun having you in here, and best of luck this week, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Thank you so much.
That's Morgan Jaeger on girls volleyball. We'll be talking with Dr. Brant Hacker on girls tennis after this.
Hey, it's Paul Rimmel from Q92. And if you love the music that started it all, you need to tune in Saturday night, September 12th. It's The Flip Side, 2 full hours of the greatest rock and roll ever recorded, from the golden years of 1954 to 1963. We're talking about Elvis, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Buddy Holly, and the stories behind the songs that changed music forever. This isn't just a playlist. It's a journey back to the birth of rock and roll. So turn it up, kick back, and come along for the ride. The Flip Side, Saturday night, September 12th at 7 p.m., right here on Q92. Don't miss it.
Minnesota summer. The sun, when it's not too hot. The wildlife. Ouch. And the unexpected. But at Mall of America, the perfect summer escape happens at the great indoors. 128 air-conditioned acres that make any day feel like a sunny vacation. Unleash the fam at Nickelodeon Universe. We're talking 5 football fields worth of rides and attractions. It's a whatever-the-weather summer at the great indoors. Only at Mall of America.
Music lovers, this one's for you. The Lacaparral County Fair is bringing an incredible lineup of live entertainment to Madison September 10th through the 13th. Thursday kicked things off with the Kingery family, followed by the legendary White Sidewalls with the Rock and Roll Review. Friday night, travel back to the 90s with Gen X Jukebox. Saturday night, get ready for the high-energy Pop Rocks, bringing celebrity music tributes and hits from across the decades. And Sunday afternoon, it's custom-made band taking the stage. 5 great acts, 4 big days, and 1 amazing fair. The Lacaparral County Fair, the Little Minnesota State Fair. See you there.
Race fans, racing action continues this Saturday night at Madison Speedway. A regular night of racing action. At this time, I'd like to thank our sponsors this week, Artie's Bait and Tackle, Madison Hardware, Midwest Machinery, and WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat out of Austin. Don't forget, regular night of racing action, all classes in action, and the green flag flies at 7 o'clock. And I am Scotty Iron, and we'll see you at the track.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota, showing Friday, August 28th through Monday, August 31st in Theater 1. It's The Odyssey, rated R. It's a long one that starts at 6:30. Note the starting time, 6:30 p.m. nightly for The Odyssey in Theater 1. And in Theater 2, opening nationwide in action comedy, Coyote vs. Acme. That's Coyote vs. Acme in Theater 2, rated PG. That'll be showing at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand in Madison.
Welcome back to the Culture Show, talking girls tennis with Dr. Brant Hacker. Oh, you have so many events prior to the school that always talk about that, and you had seven matches this past week.
Well, we had, right, 6 total, actually, we had 3 triangulars.
Okay.
So we were hustling, a lot of matches this week. But we got to host a home triangular for the first time in 3 years, so that was very exciting. Yeah. The new courts were beautiful. They worked great. Tuesday, we hosted Montevideo and Redwood, which was nice to not have to get in the bus and drive every time we have a match. So thanks again for those new courts out there. That's awesome. But we played Montevideo 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. I'll try to make this quick. So just I've got six of them, but Monty's going to be a really solid team. Trisha over there is the coach. She does a great job. We ended up dropping that one 6-1. The match we won was at three doubles with Vanessa Piotr and Micaiah Coble. I was Micaiah is a 10th grader from Dawson. She's been playing really well. I was just going through some of the records so far for the season, and Micaiah at this point is 8-1 at the third doubles position. So she's been playing really well. We dropped a couple very close ones at one doubles and two doubles. Carson Whitnable and Greta Hacker at one doubles. Bree Borstad and Riley Kark at two doubles. And then our singles, Cameron Olson had a nice match at one singles, but ended up losing it in a tiebreaker. So Monty's going to be solid. Hopefully I would like to improve on that score if we get a chance to line up against them down the road, which we will. And then we hosted Redwood, and we had to pull one of our players out due to an injury, and we ended up dropping. After just beating them 4-3 last Friday, they beat us 5-2 on Tuesday. They had missed a player on Friday who was there, and then we lost a player. It, you know, kind of made the difference. We were competitive again across our doubles positions. And then our singles, we pulled out a couple 6-4 or 6-3 sets, but weren't able to really put enough pressure on them to turn that around. So Redwood pulled out a nice one, you know, good for them. They're not a section or a conference team for us, but, you know, good experience and good playing time for the gals, actually.
Yeah.
On Thursday, we ended up traveling to both Laverne and Pipestone, kind of a doubleheader. We lined up down in Laverne first, and these are section matches for us, so pretty important matches. We ended up pulling out a win 6-1 over Laverne. And the one we ended up losing was at our one doubles position in a three-setter. So again, close. I think we were competitive across the board. Did a really nice job. And that was the first match of the day, but we played at 1 p.m. So already warm, hot out there on the courts. And then we moved over to Pipestone and lined up against Pipestone. We ended up pulling out a 5-2 win against Pipestone as well. The two positions we lost, Cameron Olson at one singles and Carson Whitnable, Greta Hacker at one doubles. The one doubles team lost in a three-setter, so again, very competitive and tight. And Cameron lost, ended up losing at 7-6, 6-3, so very competitive at that one singles position as well. But, you know, it was a lot. It was the second match of the day at 4 p.m. on a hot summer, obviously. Sure. It, you know, you could tell the legs were kind of giving out a little bit at times there for across the board, but the gals did a nice job. We probably rolled in around, you know, 9 o'clock that night, and then we were on the courts again the next morning at 9 a.m. So, quick turnaround on Friday morning, we hosted Marshall, and then we hosted Morris. Marshall, good match. They ended up beating us 4-3. We picked up wins across our doubles positions. Lost in our singles positions. And again, Mari Falmas is a ninth grader, has been playing her fourth singles position most of the season so far. Lost 6-2, 6-4. Aiden Bond at three singles. Nice match, but lost 6-2, 7-6 in a tiebreaker on that second set. And Cameron Olson has been stepping into some big shoes at one singles, losing those 6-3, 6-2. So competitive at really almost all of our positions. But, you know, just we ended up losing a close one, 4-3 there to Marshall. And that put us up against Morris. And Morris is, man, Brittany House is the coach up there, and she's just done a great job. They have almost 50 kids out for the program, and that was their same numbers last year, yeah. And they've got just a stomping solid singles lineup right now. Lydia Sweet is an 11th grader playing one singles who's been to state the last 2 years, actually. So she's just really playing solid tennis. Unfortunately, she has a younger sister who's also just as good playing three singles. So we've got the Sweet sisters over in Morris that we know we have to line up against. They ended up winning all four singles positions pretty definitively. Our closest was Mari Falmas at fourth singles. She posted a 6-2, 6-3 loss there. And then we juggled our lineup around quite a bit. We picked up wins at one doubles and three doubles, and our two doubles team of Aiden Bond and Riley Clark, very close, lost it 12-10 in that third set. So just all the way nip and tuck back and forth, but couldn't pull it out in the end. our one doubles yesterday with Morris was Bree Borstad and Reese Kuzman. And her three doubles was Micaiah Cobol and moved Casey Tweed into three doubles. Did a really nice job. You know, learning quickly. She's a senior. We just got over into tennis this year, but is working hard, learning quickly, and just a great attitude on court, which is super helpful. So, boy, Micaiah and Casey did a nice job there. Our lineup with our singles was Cameron Olsen at one, Greta Hacker at two, Carson Whitnable at three, and like I mentioned, Mari Fulness at four singles. And the gals worked hard, and we had some good points, but we could not, you know, we had a hard time posting even like one game wins in a set. So it was a lot of 6-0, 6-1s in those sets with the 1-2-3 singles players. But did a nice job with the mental game. It's so easy in tennis to just start beating yourself up.
Yeah.
You know, getting frustrated, and then it's just kind of a death spiral where next point you're playing, you're just beating, you're trying to play yourself and the opponent across the net, and it just doesn't work. So, yeah. But they kept a good attitude, hustled, worked hard for every point, you know, didn't go our way, but that's all you can ask. You know, good attitude, good effort on the courts out there.
That's right. And were you able to squeeze in some exhibition matches as well throughout the week?
Yeah, so we've had Casey Tweet, Vanessa Piotr, McKenna Hansen playing kind of that fourth doubles position all week. And we had them out playing at the Try on Tuesday, brought them with the Laverne and to Pipestone, and then played also with the Triangular on Friday. So, okay. You know, Vanessa's an 11th grader, McKenna 11th grader, so we've got a lot of strength at those positions. That's really tight, honestly, between three doubles, fourth doubles. And then we actually got a JV match in, too, on both Thursday and Friday. So that was their first action of the season.
Good.
So that was good. Yeah, that was good to get them out playing.
So what do you have next week, though?
Yeah, next week we'll be traveling over to Clara City and playing McCrae on Tuesday. So that'll be our away match. And then on Thursday we host Melrose. They're coming our direction this time, which is great because that's quite a drive. So we'll have Melrose here with 16 players, actually. They're going to bring a few more extras.
Okay.
So we'll get some additional matches that day. So that'll be nice. Hopefully the weather hold out and we'll get those in this week.
Yeah. I think you're pretty safe with the weather there for the week.
I know. You know, it's been working out really well for tennis. I know we need the rain badly, but, you know, we haven't had any misses as far as practices or matches this year, so it's been great.
That's good. Well, thanks for the report this morning. Best of luck, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Hey, thanks much, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. And that's Dr. Brent Hacker on girls tennis. After the break, we'll finish out the culture show. Nice job, doctor.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Okay, back here at the Culture Show. Nice Culture Show this week to get all the head coaches in. So basically finished the program with one Dick Newman sick joke. When I came into the studio today, I picked up a nickel. And when I leave now, I'm going to look around for a penny because it'll be the 6 cents. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.